Well, good morning. Welcome to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92.7. It is Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, 9:06 a.m. on this Tuesday morning. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. David Boyle in studio with San Juan Record editor Bill Boyle. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, David.
How are we doing today?
Doing great. Another big day.
Yeah.
We're still, man, alive. We have the big championship Saturday. We're trying to get it all together to get it to the paper, in the paper for the San Juan Record this week.
Yeah,
so
yeah, we were all
scrambling.
We were all seeing the AM hours, I think, last night, getting ready for this. None more so than Rhett Sifford. He was up late. So, it's been a big thing getting that newspaper ready, and should be arriving tomorrow. So that's been kind of top of mind for us here at the San Juan Record.
Yeah, you know, we wrap up a season. The games have been played, but we got to document it. And then we're having a big show tomorrow morning on the morning show. San Juan Broncos aplenty. You'll pile in here, and we'll have a great interview show. I look forward to celebrating the victory. And then we're going to rebroadcast the game tomorrow night, too.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Broadcasting San Juan's game tomorrow night, I believe 7 p.m.
o'clock. Yeah.
Yeah. Is when that's slated to start. So, yeah, should be great. You'll be able to re listen to that broadcast, relive the game. Rhett Sifford and Art Adair's call did a great job on the game. And
they really did. We were traveling, so we were able to listen to the broadcast. And man, what an exciting game and what a great call.
Yeah.
By Rhett and Art.
Yep.
They do a good job.
They do. They do. Makes a world of difference. So, it should be fun to re-listen to that Wednesday evening. And again, like you say, tomorrow Rhett will be chatting with some coaches and players with the Broncos on the morning show. So, but that does leave, we've got our own local news and happenings to cover here in the Red Rock listening area, including the latest out of the San Juan County Commission meeting, where members of the County Commission approved a letter providing comments on the draft revised land management plan and draft environmental impact statement for the Manti-LaSalle National Forest. Commission did that at their latest meeting. Public Lands Coordinator Nick Sandberg shared the prepared letter with the commission, which was written with help from the Utah Public Lands Policy Coordinating Office, or PLPCO. Sandberg, of course, also worked extensively on the letter. He outlined that the plan and impact statement are nearing the ending phases following the closure of public comment tomorrow on November 15th. Analysis will occur with a record of decision and final plan to follow. From there, county feedback would be submitted as a protest rather than a comment. The draft EIS features four alternatives, including Alternative A with no change to plans, Alternative C described as active management with a prescriptive approach, and Alternative D described as a passive management with the inclusion of many wilderness areas. Alternative B, however, is the proposed plan and includes no changes to the Monticello Blanding Municipal Watershed, vegetation management focused on mechanical treatments and prescribed burns. The alternative also allows for new livestock range improvements and includes the designation of camping sites along some popular routes rather than dispersed camping, including along the LaSalle Loop Road, Hartstraw, the Causeway Roads, as well as North Creek Road. That's the mountain road connecting Monticello and Blanding. Alternative B also recommends six wilderness study areas of over 100,000 acres, including the Central LaSalle's, Ruin Canyon, Elk Ridge from the Little Notch north to Horse Mountain, Hammond and Notch Canyons, Arch Canyon, Chipping and Allen Canyons. Sandberg explained to the commission, quote, "These recommendations would mean the Forest Service would manage those areas to preserve wilderness characteristics before Congress designates as wilderness." Sandberg also noted some actions within the Bears Ears National Monument were deferred until that plan is complete. The six-page letter the county submitted as public comment include comments and updates on descriptions and values, as well as county reasoning behind its lack of support for any recommendation of a wilderness management unit in the county. It also references the 1984 Utah Wilderness Act. The letter reads in part, quote, "To our knowledge, Congress did not make authorization for the Forest Service to conduct additional wilderness area evaluations for the Manti-LaSalle National Forest. The Forest Service contends it was required to do so by the 2012 planning rule. However, this planning rule does not override the 1984 Utah Wilderness Act Therefore, we contend the wilderness evaluation and the planning effort were unnecessary and not authorized by Congress, and any such evaluation and subsequent wilderness recommendation in the planning effort would be contrary to the 1984 Act. Again, that's the letter from the San Juan County Commission. In attendance at the County Commission meeting was the Moab Monticello District Ranger, Michael Englehart. He responded saying he had read the draft letter, saying, quote, many of the statements made in the draft letter are very practical discussions to have about picking out specific language, having to do with how restrictive we're saying certain things. There's practical solutions there, said Englehart. He also explained that the Forest Service legal interpretation is that wilderness is a multiple use, that it has to be considered. Englehart later added that the preferred alternative B already holds high-quality wilderness experiences. He said, quote, many folks think it's like a letter to Congress saying, hey, we've got wilderness here designated. He says it is not that. Instead, what we're saying is that San Juan County holds special assets that contribute to people's experience of solitude and finding their place in nature. He said, I think that's the better conversation to have. A better place to start the conversation is just recognizing how special San Juan County is for that. Many of our high-ranking recommended wilderness areas are in San Juan County, and many San Juan County residents enjoy those spaces as well. He says, I hear constituents talk about concerns and any future restrictions to management and or development within those places. So it's something of strong consideration and very meaningful to the counties. Englehart said, absolutely 100% committed to continued discourse with that, not only with the county commission, but with San Juan County residents. Before approving the county's draft comments, Commissioner Jamie Harvey asked for a change to the county letter. The draft EIS states that to respect tribal values, plant populations and plant communities of Tribal Valley should be protected during fuel reduction activities. While the county staff letter suggested adding to the extent practicable to the end of the sentence, Commissioner Harvey requested they asked that to be removed from the letter. Members of the commission unanimously approved the comment letter with that recommended change.
Wow, that's going to be very, very interesting. Of course, you talked about the Bears Ears Management Plan. They're putting the final touches on a recommendation or their analysis of it, but that process is moving along and will be announced here coming soon.
Yeah.
So the impact of large areas of the forest in Bears Ears National Monument is going to be addressed here in the coming months and year or
yeah.
So.
Yeah. And then this Forest Service, plan and EIS statement, it's got recommendations as well for potential wilderness study areas. So that's the county letter also recommended, they preferred some of the options in alternative C over alternative B, and again had a lot of concerns expressed about, especially those issues related to wilderness study areas.
It's interesting how they do that. There's four alternative plans that are outlined and they want comment on it, and I can understand, well, that there's a broad range of things they're considering and see what the input is. But one of the other challenges is then they decide what they're going to do, and it's a little bit farther down the line. It's harder to respond unless you respond to all four proposals rather than the proposal that they select. But anyway, it's going to be interesting. Be aware, public lands, of course, that is a topic of significant interest here in the Red Rock Country.
Yeah. Yeah, very, very interesting indeed. Again, as part of that, with those alternatives too, there are other alternatives that are more restrictive, and this alternative B includes, some opportunities for livestock range improvements, as well as a little bit proactive on vegetation management. It's very interesting, and these issues with public lands, they don't go away, don't ever seem to end too. We talk about that Bureau of Land Management, Gemini Bridges, Labyrinth Rim area, and thought that that was concluded. They put out their plan, and then the state of Utah offers a legal challenge to that. So it's hard to see the end in sight for any of these issues.
Well, and then wilderness. We've got wilderness study areas, which become de facto wilderness. But they've been discussing wilderness since long before you were born, David.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that, you know, again, that's a big part of, you know, that discussion that they had in the meeting too, is, you know, legal understanding of the 1984 Utah Wilderness Act, and also the Forest Service, you know, understanding of a 2012 planning request. So anyways, it's a fraught conversation that I don't fully...
A fraught conversation. That wraps it up
understand.
Pretty good.
Yeah. So, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area. As part of the morning show, we've got our sponsors, including Redtail Air Connections. They offer weekly air services from Canyonlands Regional Airport in Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. You can book today at flyredtail.com or 435-259-7421. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. The city of Cortez is asking for help. Last evening, 6 p.m., the Cortez police responded to a panic alarm at the Good to Go gas station on West Main Street. The employee stated that she had been robbed of about $700 and a box of Snickers bars after her hands were zip-tied. A customer entered the store and cut the zip ties, allowing the employee to call 911. She described the suspect in the vehicle, and photos were obtained from security cameras. Vehicle is described as a silver Hyundai Santa Fe with tinted windows and a Colorado license plate. The man is described as about 6 foot tall, 185 pounds, wearing a blue sweater, blue jeans, long brown hair in a ponytail, and clear glasses. And again, that photo is also available online. If you have information about the man in the photos, contact Cortez Dispatch at 970-566-8411. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot more local news and happenings coming your way this morning. We've got another sponsor to address and read. Did you know Energy Fuels, operating right here in San Juan County, is powering America's economy by producing many of the resources essential for clean energy? Once again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and take a quick break and be right back. You're listening to the morning show on Red Rock 92.7.
Small banks are better, but that doesn't mean your Dolores State Bank doesn't offer the bells and whistles of larger banks, like our mobile banking app, while still providing personal connections, local jobs, and community involvement most giant financial institutions can't match. When you bank with us, you get all the flexibility, mobility, and security you deserve, plus a big smile when you walk through our doors. Dolores State Bank, banking designed with you in mind. Member FDIC and Equal Housing Lender. Learn more at mydsb.com.
Have you heard? San Juan Health has some exciting new features on their website. From a single account, you can view your entire family's medical bills, set up payment plans, fill out forms, and more. You can even pay a bill by responding to a text from the hospital or clinic. To find out more and create your own account today, visit sanjuanhealth.org and click Online Bill Pay. San Juan Health, chasing perfection since 1947.
Hello, this is Dave's phone. Leave me a message at the beep.
Hey, Dad. I just drove past the park you took me to on my 10th birthday. Remember how we fell into the stream? I just wanted to let you know I was thinking about you. Call me back. Love you.
Reminding someone of their worth is suicide prevention. Learn more at liveonutah.org.
Compared to previous vocational classes, career and technical education courses now span nearly every industry, including automotive, welding, health science, business, digital arts, computer science, and more. CTE students learn valuable, real-world technical skills with a solid academic foundation while exploring career options or pursuing their passions. Did you know San Juan School District offers 19 CTE pathways for secondary students? To learn more, visit a CTE teacher or southeastutahcte.org.
Get a beautiful smile and a healthy one too with the help of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Hi, I'm Dr. Daniel Cowley, owner of Castle Valley Orthodontics. Having a beautiful smile is a great reason to get braces, but there are many other reasons for considering orthodontic treatment. Proper orthodontic treatment prevents future dental problems, such as uneven wear on teeth, speech difficulties, problems chewing, and even health problems like sleep apnea. A beautiful and healthy smile is what you get from Castle Valley Orthodontics. Call us today for a free consultation at 435-637-2222.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, 9:23 a.m. Glad you've joined us for another edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Did you know Energy Fuels is one of San Juan County's largest employers and is a proud supporter of the Red Rock Morning Show? Again, glad you've joined us this morning. We've got lots of information and happenings for you throughout the Red Rock listening area, including the latest in news out of San Juan County. Members of the San Juan County Commission had a couple different items as part of their latest meeting, including a report from Commissioner Jamie Harvey on a recent meeting at the Red Mesa Chapter House between the Navajo Department of Transportation and the San Juan County Road Department. He noted the Bureau of Indian Affairs was unable to make the meeting. However, Harvey did provide two updates from the meeting on road issues on the Utah-Navajo Strip. Commission reported that Elk Petroleum is in a position to maintain their own company roads on county roads, as they're willing to put down magnesium chloride to help solve the dust issue with all the workers going back and forth. Said they've struggled to maintain the roads they've have without proper approvals from either NDOT or BIA. One solution identified would have the county identify Elk Petroleum as a collaborative agent to maintain their roads as part of the county agreement with NDOT. The other update was related to Navajo Route 25 from Montezuma Creek towards Phillips Camp and down to the Red Mesa Chapter. There's lots of concerns with the road. It's been chipping and a lot of holes on it. Harvey said that NDOT is helping to dig out the right-of-way and road design of the road to help with the process to move forward towards maintenance fixes. So Harvey provided those two updates from that latest meeting. At the meeting, members of the commission also approved an interlocal agreement between the county and the city of Monticello to provide election services for $10,500, as well as an interlocal agreement between the county and Southeast Utah Health Department, with the county paying the health department $5,600 for its aid in monitoring, managing, and communicating with the public about the harmful algal bloom at Ken's Lake. At the meeting, the commission also approved a contract with Hansen Planning Group to create an economic mobility report. That project, part of a $35,000 grant received from the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to address an underrepresentation of Native American residents working in government sector jobs. The project will design a path for Native American residents to become educated on in government employee opportunities at an early age, in anticipation that students will make a goal of being employed in government roles and therefore increasing diversity in leadership roles and careers in the county. Members of the commission also approved a zone change on 45 acres in Spanish Valley. The zone change from residential district to residential flex in northern Spanish Valley was recommended by the Planning Commission and approved by the County Commission. So that's all part of the latest ongoings at San Juan County Commission.
Busy meeting.
Indeed. Well, once again, it is the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We've got a lot of local news and happenings throughout the Red Rock listening area. Of course, as part of the morning show, we have funeral notices and memorial services throughout the Red Rock area.
Yeah, there'll be funeral services on Thursday. That's November 16th for Lorna Jean Butler. They begin at 10 a.m. at the Cortez Seventh-day Adventist Church. There are three services on Friday. Longtime Monticello resident Ron Johnson passed away over the weekend, in fact, on Veterans Day. His funeral services are Friday, November 17th at 11 a.m. in South Jordan, Utah. A celebration of life for Kay Parker of Cortez will begin at 11 a.m. on Friday at Ertel Funeral Home. And memorial services for Kirk DeFond of Moab are November 17th at 3 p.m. at Spanish Valley Mortuary. A celebration of life service for David Lee Hune of Summit Ridge will be held at 1 p.m. on Saturday, November 18th at the Cortez Elks Lodge. For more information on these and other services, you can check the local newspapers or the websites for Ertel Funeral Home, Spanish Valley Mortuary, or the San Juan Mortuary.
Very good. Thanks for sharing those, Bill, and our condolences to those families suffering at this time and in mourning. Again, it is the morning show on Red Rock 92. We've got more for you this morning. In fact, we've got our segment with Ellen Williams. She gives us the Artful Life. We'll send you over to that and then off to some word from sponsors, and we'll be back with more information and happenings in the area. Here's Ellen Williams.
A common phrase is that there are 6 degrees of separation. In other words, within 6 or fewer social connections, we are connected to each other. It's a friend of a friend concept, a chain, a network. Sociology researchers seem to support such a concept. At least among Hollywood actors, this name was later appropriated into a film. I think in this area, it is one or less degrees of separation, since everyone seems to be related, married, or connected to a mutual friend. One acquaintance, new to the area, kiddingly said, "Folks need to carry around a huge genealogy sheet so we can tell who is connected to whom." Stanley Milgram in the 1960s had someone mail a letter from Omaha, Nebraska, to a complete stranger in Boston. But they could only initially send the letter to a personal friend who they thought was somehow closer to the target than they were. The letter miraculously reached the stranger in Boston, having changed hands only about 6 times. Research is being conducted on the internet to a far broader network of people. It is vastly more complicated, but shows how the internet has sped up the ability to connect with others. It was so amazing on our recent trip to Wales. We attended a church. Everyone flipped out their iPhones. 8 local Welsh people found that they were related to 8 people from our traveling group. All 16 had Jones related or somehow connected. We are all more connected than we realize. Recently, Bill Boyle and I were chatting, and he mentioned a friend of his. "I am of Japanese ancestry, having just moved to San Juan County." Bill Boyle is a fixture in San Juan County. He spoke of he and his friend who attended a semester abroad in Jerusalem together, as well as his friend's future wife. They backpacked through Japan and China. They've remained tight friends after all these years. You should have seen Bill Boyle's face drop when I mentioned that I was acquainted with his friend's mother and father and older sisters. I vaguely recall his friend as a toddler. While their father was attending the University of California at Berkeley, we all got well acquainted. I played with his older sisters. What are the chances of Bill Boyle in San Juan County and I, Ellen Williams, would know the same person? 6 degrees or 1 degree of separation? This has been An Artful Life.
Get Thanks Grilling this month with Choice Building Supply Ace Hardware in Cortez, where friends don't let friends bake a turkey. Check out the red hot buys on Traeger, Weber, Big Green Egg, and Bayou Classic grills, smokers, and fryers. Kick it up a notch with sales on Chefs and Bayou Brine mixes. Plus, Choice Building Supply is your holiday headquarters with everything you need to wrap your home in the spirit of the season. All that and lots more this month at Choice Building Supply, Ace Hardware in Cortez.
Fall in love with your internet and spend more time doing what you love this season with Emery Telcom. As always, there are no term contracts with Emery Telcom, and you get free installation and equipment. Plus, qualifying homes can save up to $30 off their monthly bill, and all new customers get their first 2 months free. Give Emery Telcom a call right now, 298-8023 in San Juan County, 259-8521 in Moab, or visit emerytelcom.com. Emery Telcom, your local advantage.
Come fly with me, let's fly away.
Redtail Air Connections is offering weekly air service to Salt Lake City. Fly in and out of your friendly Canyonlands Regional Airport to Salt Lake City International Airport. Arrive only 15 minutes before your scheduled flight, no long TSA lines, and a quick one-hour flight time. The easiest booking process and treated like a VIP. Book online today at flyredtail.com or by calling 435-259-7421. Come fly with us.
The San Juan Credit Union, providing exceptional financial products in southeastern Utah for over 60 years, is proud to support our local high schools. With branches in Blanding, Monticello, and Bluff, along with an ATM in Montezuma Creek, access to those products is easier than ever. The San Juan Credit Union offers checking and saving accounts, bill pay, a wide array of loans, and much more, all on a full-service website and mobile app. Plus, they're federally insured by the National Credit Union Association. The San Juan Credit Union. Your money, your future, your credit union.
Did you know that rare earth elements produced at the White Mesa Mill in Blanding are crucial to the U.S. military? In fact, every F-35 Lightning fighter jet requires around 920 pounds of these elements. Rare earths are also used in night vision goggles, missile guidance, and satellite communications. Energy Fuels is proud to play a role in bringing these critical supply chains back to the U.S. Learn more at energyfuels.com.
During this holiday season, all of us at Performance Ford of Moab are thankful for many things like our local credit unions and banks, businesses and business owners, and especially all the folks who live in this beautiful area and the surrounding communities. We want to show our thankfulness to you by offering extra savings through the end of the year, starting with a 10% locals discount on service and up to $250 towards accessories when you purchase a new or pre-owned vehicle. Come in and check it out at 1805 South Highway 191. We're thankful for you at Performance Ford of Moab. It's that easy.
Exclusions may apply. See store for details.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. It's Tuesday, November 14th, 2023, 9:34 a.m. Morning Show sponsor Redtail Air Connections offers weekly air service from Canyonlands Regional Airport and Moab to Salt Lake City International Airport. Book today at flyredtail.com or call 435-259-7421. Bill, it is November 14th.
Yeah, that song you just heard, our lead in music, was Keep On Truckin' by Eddie Kendricks. It's number one song 50 years ago today, 1973. Kendricks was earlier in the Temptations, and he went out, and this was his first solo hit. On this day in 1851, so way back, Herman Melville's masterpiece Moby Dick was published. On November 14th, 1889, Nellie Bly, an American journalist, began a round-the-world race trying to beat the record of Phileas Fogg in Jules Verne's Around the World in 80 days. She completed the journey in slightly more than 72 days. So anyway, that's kind of interesting. November 14th, 1948, Prince Charles was born. He's currently King Charles, so 75th birthday today for King Charles. Today is National Spicy Guacamole Day. It's also, maybe not coincidentally, National Diabetes Day. It's National Pickle Day. And it's National Loosen Up, Lighten Up Day. Loosen Up, Lighten Up acronym is LULU, so it's LULU Day.
Mm.
So if you're feeling stressed, today's the day to lighten up and loosen up.
Yeah.
Interesting, I was reading about this. The concept of stress was first identified and named in the 1920s. It just seems like stress, I would assume, has been around forever, and I guess it probably was, but it wasn't identified named.
That makes sense.
You never went up to Abraham Lincoln and say, "Hey, you look stressed." He'd have no idea what you were talking about.
Yeah.
He'd know the concept probably, though. A lot of birthdays today. Diplomat, politician, and academic Condoleezza Rice is 69 years old. And Impressionist painter Claude Monet was born on this day in 1840. Reality TV star Chip Gaines is 49 today. And Travis Barker, drummer for Blink-182, is 48 years old today. Actor Brian Keith was born today in 1920. He was the dad in Family Affair, like a late 60s sitcom. and he was in the original Haley Mills Parent Trap. Quite a guy. He died in 1997. Greek keyboard composer Yanni is 69 years old. I still shake my head at this, but he's one of the best-selling musical artists ever. Lots and lots of people had a Yanni cassette tape back in the day, and anyways, had incredible success. Actor McLean Stevenson, who played Colonel Henry Blake in MASH, was born today in 1927. He died in 1996. And actress Shasheen Littlefeather was born today in 1946. She walked on the stage in 1973 and refused to accept the Academy Award for Marlon Brando for his role in The Godfather. Brando had refused to attend or accept the award in protest of the portrayal of Native Americans in movies. And so she went out there. Anyway, it was quite a controversy back in the day. She was treated rather rudely at the event. And just a couple of years ago, the Academy apologized for their treatment of her. And she just passed away last year. So, Shasheen Littlefeather.
Mm-hmm.
Local birthday today for Camille Ward. Hope you have a great birthday today, Camille. Our birthday shout-outs are brought to you by Valerie Brown at Real Estate Resolutions in Moab. It's a full-service brokerage for all your real estate needs. Give Valerie a call at 435-260-2808. If you want to give a birthday shout-out on the morning show, give us a call, 435-587-2277, or email info@redrock92.com.
Very good. Again, it's the morning show on Red Rock 92. Again, we get all sorts of emails, studies, and whatnot. This one from Kuru, what is it? Footwear? KuruFootwear.com.
At least we can pronounce Wallet Hub.
Yeah. Anyways, the subject line caught my eye this morning. It says, Thanksgiving story, your meal may be over 3,000 calories. And I think that, the idea, they're saying, okay, like stuffing's got the most calories, raw vegetables, obviously, at the bottom of your list of your Thanksgiving possibilities. But I read the subject line as permission. You may, your meal may be over 3,000 calories. So you've got permission.
You are allowed.
Yep, from KuruFootwear.com to have a big Thanksgiving dinner.
Do they sell insole cushions or something like that?
I do not know. I think it's part of it. Part of their chart is how many steps you have to burn. You have to walk to burn those calories off on Thanksgiving dinner, depending on what you eat. So they want you to wear their shoes, I guess. But anyways, but you've got permission from them.
You may.
Yeah, 3,000 calories. That's
enough.
That sounds like the first round of Thanksgiving dinner. I don't know about second plate. That may surpass that. Anyways, again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Thanks for those, Bill. And happy birthday to those folks out there. Another word from a sponsor. Did you know San Juan County Clean Energy Foundation is investing in our community? Apply today at sanjuancountycleanenergy.org. A reminder, we'll talk about this in the next segment as well, but we'll be rebroadcasting the 2A Utah State Championship call from Rhett Sifford and Art Adair. That'll be Wednesday tomorrow at 7 p.m. here on Red Rock 92 Airwaves. Also with that, tomorrow on the morning show, Rhett will be chatting with some of the coaches and players with the San Juan Broncos in a recap of their season. So you don't want to miss that. Be sure to tune into the morning show tomorrow for that. Again, it's the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. We'll go ahead and send you over to the on-air job fair. That's job opportunities in the Red Rock listening area. And then we'll be back with the sports report. Stick with us. It's the morning show on Red Rock 92.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. The job fair is broadcast 9 times a day, throughout the day, every day.
LeGrand Johnson in Moab and Peak Ready Mix in Durango are hiring Ready Mix drivers. You must have a valid Class A or B CDL license and a med card. $24 to $27 an hour, depending on experience, with competitive pay and amazing benefits. Text 385-415-2535 or apply at peakreadymix.com. San Juan County has openings in a number of positions, including planning and zoning administrator, health educator in the public health department, and light equipment operators. Other positions include Children's Justice Center director, prosecutorial assistant, and corrections officer, in addition to part-time senior center aides, community marking coordinator, and EMTs. San Juan County offers excellent pay and a generous benefits package for full-time employees. Get more information and apply at sanjuancounty.org or contact Crystal Brake at 435-587-3225. White Mesa Travel Center is seeking an experienced convenience store manager with retail and fuel administration experience. They're also seeking an assistant manager. And Cuchu's Restaurant at Ute Mountain Casino Hotel seeks an experienced chef for the Chef Pomal role. 3+ years experience as a room chef, chef de cuisine, or sous chef. Culinary school training is preferred and experience in a fast-paced, high-volume environment. Also, openings for cooks and sous chefs. Wages on experience up to $20.72 per hour. Full benefit packages available including vacation and holidays. Download an application at utemountaincasino.com/careers and submit with your resume to employment at utemountaincasino.com or call Human Resources at 970-564-6127 for more information. Grand County School District needs you. There are lots of vacancies. Openings are in food service, custodial work, teacher's assistants, bus drivers, after-school programs, special education, or keeping teens on track to graduate at the new Student Career and Success Center. Wages are up across the board for full and part-time vacancies, and they offer great benefits, retirement, and holidays and weekends off. Get a job that matches your child's schedule and makes a difference. Apply at grandschools.org and click on the Employment tab to learn more. Blue Mountain Meats in Monticello is seeking a Class A licensed driver for regional deliveries 2 nights a week on the road with weekends off. The position pays $50,000 to $65,000 a year with benefits that include health insurance, matching 401k, and paid time off. Contact William Weatherford or Scott Frost at 435-587-2289. The Utah Department of Health and Human Services Division of Child and Family Services has multiple positions for qualified candidates to work in the Moab and Blanding area for senior assistant caseworkers, caseworkers/social service workers, and a licensed clinical therapist. Come join a team to help keep our children safe by connecting families to resources and services designed to strengthen families. For more information, visit www.dcfs.utah/gov. under the About tab today. Triple J Construction is looking for experienced construction hands. Pay is $30 to $50 an hour, depending on construction knowledge and experience. Please call 435-259-9988 or email office@triplejmoab.com. Lisbon Valley Mine has a number of open positions, including mechanics, senior mine engineer, and chief mine engineer. Lisbon Mine offers year-round full-time employment with competitive wages and excellent benefits, including medical, dental, vision, holiday pay, referral bonuses, and paid time off. To apply, send a resume to applications@lisbonmine.com. For more information, go to www.lisbonmine.com/careers. Lisbon Valley Mining Company mines and produces copper within Utah's Lisbon Valley, located in LaSalle, Utah. Blue Mountain Hospital in Blanding has a variety of open positions. Registered nurses are needed in many departments, including Director of Nursing, Operating Room RN, and Registered Nurse. They're also seeking a Radiology Ultrasound Tech and Food Services Associate. Blue Mountain Hospital offers an incredible work experience and atmosphere with great people, compensation, and benefits. Apply today at bmhutah.org/careers. Find rewarding and satisfying work at Utah Navajo Health System. Currently seeking employees for a wide variety of positions, including medical, dental, behavioral, and support functions at locations across the Northern Navajo Nation and Southeast Utah. UNHS strives to hire the most talented and optimistic employees in the healthcare sector. Check out unhsinc.org/careers for a complete list of current job openings.
Listen every day for the on-air job fair on Red Rock 92. If you want to participate, give us a call at 435-587-2277 or email info@redrock92.com.
Tires, tires, tires. When you need your tires looked at and local caring service, turn to Point S Tires of Moab. Point S Tires is the place to turn to for the Moab visitor, with all sizes of tires for everything on the road. and Point S tires can also repair many of the problems that Four Corners travelers may face. When in Moab, seek out the problem solvers at Point S Tires. Be safe out there.
This November, the excitement is cranked up to a whole new level at Ute Mountain Casino. Every Thursday from 6 p.m. to 8 p.m., get ready for Cleopatra Clash. We're selecting 14 lucky winners to play in the slot tournament, hot seat style, to win the grand prize, $500. On Saturdays, be selected to shake your tail feather at 6 p.m., 8 p.m., and 10 p.m. to win $500 in cash. Ute Mountain Casino, your winning destination, and still the one for a mountain of fun.
Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer, encourages you to think about winter this fall. It's time to clean up and tune up your furnace, and Moab Heat and Cool has an unbelievable fall special for Red Rock 92 listeners. Right now, get a full furnace cleaning and service for only $99. Don't miss this big Red Rock Radio Fall Furnace Tune-Up Special. Call Moab Heat and Cool right now at 259-1519. That's 259-1519. Take advantage of the big $99 furnace special this fall with Moab Heat and Cool, your Bryant Whatever It Takes dealer.
Winter is upon us, and Walker's True Value in Moab has everything you need to fight off the cold, from ice melt to snow shovels and space heaters to heat tape. Say goodbye to fall with big sales throughout the store, like 25% off all outdoor patio furniture, and announcing the gigantic bucket. On November 24th, everything you can fit in your bucket is half off. Happy Thanksgiving from everyone at Walker's True Value, Moab's locally owned one-stop hardware and lumber yard, right next to Walker Drug.
Official ballot for the town of Bluff, Utah, November 21st, 2023. Jennifer Davila, Britt Hornsby, Gary Lichtenstein, Wes Shook.
Red Rock 92 High School Sports, I'm Rhett Sifford. The San Juan football team beat South Summit on Saturday 43-28 for their third straight 2A Utah State Championship. The Broncos had a fight on their hands with the Wildcats, but overcame to finish the season with an undefeated 12-0 record and a state-high 37-game winning streak. The Monticello Buckaroos made their second straight appearance in the eight-man championship game, but fell to the Rich Rebels in a tough 35-20 loss. Monticello was 7-5 on the season and entered the postseason ranked second behind Rich. The number one Mancos Blue Jays cruised past Sedgwick County 38-0 in the Colorado eight-man quarterfinals. They'll take on number four Lions in the semis this coming Saturday. Dove Creek suffered a 62-22 loss to those Lions in the quarterfinals. The Bulldogs finished the year 8-3. The Dove Creek volleyball team played an excellent 1A state tournament in Denver over the weekend. They beat Haxton in the first round, then lost to number one Marino in the second. From that point, they beat Chiraw, Otis, and number three McClave to battle back to the state semifinals and a rematch with Marino, but they fell to the Rams in straight sets, ending their season with an impressive 26-4 record. Marino, by the way, went on to win the state championship, winning every single set along the way. In the 2A Colorado volleyball tourney, Mancos suffered back-to-back losses to Plateau Valley and Strasburg, bringing an end to their season. The Blue Jays were 23-4 this year. Send scores and updates to sports at sjrnews.com. That's a look at local high school sports on Red Rock 92.
Well, good morning. Welcome back to the Red Rock Morning Show on Red Rock 92. Morning Show is sponsored by Energy Fuels, powering America's economy by providing many of the resources essential for clean energy. Again, let's take a look at the, that was a local sports report. A reminder, tomorrow on the Morning Show, Rhett Sifford will be speaking with San Juan Bronco football coaches and players, and that'll be during the Morning Show tomorrow. Of course, after that, they'll have the broadcast of rebroadcast of the championship game will be here at 7 p.m. on Red Rock 92, so you can listen back, relive the San Juan Broncos state championship here on Red Rock 92.7. Rhett Sifford and Art Adair on the call there. Let's take a look at the regional sports report now. Taking a look at the National Basketball Association, none of the regional teams in action, but they are tonight. The Utah Jazz hosting the Portland Trail Blazers, Denver Nuggets hosting the Los Angeles Clippers. Jazz game tips off at 7, Nuggets at 8. So should be a couple good ones there. And man, in the NFL, taking a look at the scoreboard, last night the Denver Broncos got it done in Buffalo. Last second field goal, 24-22 victory for the Broncos. To improve to 4-5 on the year. So Denver seems like they may be turning things around as they get the win on Monday night. Well, that'll do it for the regional sports report, and with it, this edition of the Red Rock Morning Show. Really glad that you joined us this morning, and we look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. Until then, have a great Tuesday.